Libya as a whole was later declared liberated on the 23rd of October 2011, 3 days after Colonel Gaddafi had been found and killed. A year on, what have we learnt from Gaddafi's demise and how stable is Libya today? Well, to discuss this is Anne Applebaum, Director of Political Studies at the Legatum Institute, and Sir Richard Dalton, who was British Ambassador to Libya between 1999 and 2002. He's also a fellow of the think tank Chatham House. So Richard, 12 months on, how would you describe the state of Libya now?
I'm optimistic. I think it's a very positive picture. There are huge challenges ahead. They have to find a way of working together, balancing between parties and individuals and regions. They have to improve decision-making, building up government capacity. They've got to write a new constitution that reflects the aspirations of Libyans. The economy, security, the problem of expectations, which are very high, these are all big challenges. But they've taken their first democratic steps successfully, thanks to the strength of Libyan civil society, established freedom of expression, hugely successful national elections, leading to a handover of power from the transitional authorities to a new national congress. So that the stage is set for them to have a very good chance of being a successful post-conflict state and moving into an infinitely better future.
Anne Applebaum, you think you last visited Libya most recently in May. Are you as optimistic?
Libya is a classic, do you see the glass half full or half empty situation? You know, this is a country which, as you pointed out in your introduction, was bogged down by a terrible civil war only a year ago. And all kinds of terrible predictions were made for it, that it's going to be an Islamic dictatorship, that it's going to be a non-ending civil war. And the fact is that none of the worst things have happened. And in fact, it continues to do very well. If you wanted to look at the glass half empty side, you would point out that there is still some violence. There's separatism in some parts of the country. There are parts of what used to be the old militia, which ran the revolution, which are not really under national control. But given the circumstances, given the region, and given the short amount of time that's passed since the civil war ended, I think I would share the ambassador's optimism. I mean, it's really, he mentioned the word civil society. This is a country that, when Gaddafi was removed from power, had nothing. There wasn't even a fake political party under Gaddafi. So the fact that they've managed to organize politics, and they've managed to organize some kind of, some free press, and they've managed to organize from within the society, institutions and organizations which really didn't exist at all a year ago, is almost miraculous.
But I suppose there still are security questions, aren't there, Sir Richard Dalton? I mean, just on Sunday we saw a car bomb in Tripoli which killed two people, and it was thought that Gaddafi loyalists were behind it.
There are three major problems, and in two of them at least, the current trend isn't good. First, there appears to be a small group of Gaddafi loyalists who are able to now organise some atrocities. Secondly, there are extremists in the east of the country, in Benghazi, who have been assassinating some former Gaddafi officials and have also been responsible for some attacks. And thirdly, there are big problems on Libya's borders. The borders are immense, often under-policed, and the current authorities have to fight fires down there rather than be able to preempt trouble before it arises. So, yes, the new authorities will have as probably their number one priority formulating a national security strategy, building up the police, building up the judicial police above all, and the ability to get malefactors before the courts, and providing much more effective management of the borders.
And finally, Anne Applebaum, do you think that there are lessons from Libya to be looked at more broadly, particularly when we look at Syria?
I mean, I don't know how exactly this is a lesson, but I think one of the important factors in Libya's current success, the elements of contemporary politics that are successful, is the fact that the Libyans have the sense that they won their own revolution. They have a national narrative, which is very empowering. We won, you know, okay, we had help from NATO, and they, by the way, remain very friendly to the NATO countries, which helped them, and they're very far more pro-British, pro-French, pro-American than most of their most fellow North Africans. But they have an empowering narrative that continues to push them along. We did it. It's our revolution. We're going to make it ourselves, and that impels everybody from politicians to people organizing local groups to clean up the rubbish in Tripoli, all kinds of people. So we should keep that in mind when looking at Syria as well, that is an important factor in creating a post kind of post-conflict society, which is stable.
Anne Applebaum, Sir Richard Dalton, thank you both. The